watching this.
What you have to remind yourself is that while you may be normal, mm-hmm. it's a lot of niggas who ain't, bro. It's a lot of niggas who get into shit and you be like,
wow,
I didn't even know.
I thought I was weird.
I thought, yeah, now I didn't even know people were doing that.
Now,
bro.
I'm cool.
Especially when you talk about sex stuff, it'd be like, bro, I didn't even.
I'm like, this is some, I know you know this is some weird shit.
Yeah. Do. How do you even land here, bro? Like, how do you even, this journey took you someplace different, bro.
But
yeah.
Nah, man, these hoes ain't fucking.
And as soon as you think you thought of everything.
Yeah, no. Somebody has beat
ruined
somebody
it for else. Everybody, bro.
Hey, 2024, let's leave that these hoes ain't fucking at home, bro.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
Please.
They might not be fucking you, but they're fucking something.
They're
bro.
Actually, low-key, like, want y'all to
much,
stop.
Too much. They might be fucking too much.
There was a time in high school where I would pray for these days.
When it was a drought, pray for him.
Say, man, these hoes ain't fucking.
Why you said so much wrong in that statement.
Every single time,
and you make it seem like we were all just talking about it.
Come back to a group, hey, bro, these hoes not fucking. Whoa,
what?
Whoa! First and foremost, slow down.
Hello. I mean, just started.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard that in years. Actually,
no, but it was always
last time I heard it was this was definitely like that post COVID. Yeah, but it was when we was out a lot. But it was niggas we don't hang out with. But I just remember niggas said he was like, yeah, Ross did a lap. He's holding not fuck. I'm sorry.
Man, y'all back with the BLTPOD. Otherwise, the Black Lunch Table Podcast.
All right, let's get it. Welcome back to the BLT Podcast, man. The voice you're hearing right now is O'Shea Boomin, BLT Hardcore Champion, because I'm sending you bitches through the motherfucking table. Today we got three proper gentlemen at the table, so let's get these introductions going. To my left, Channing McNeil and the Deuce Show. So why?
I'm so crispy. My G900 shoes, A50. Bro, I see that song on the timeline. I forgot about Kia Shine, bro. Yeah. Shout out to Kia Shine, bro. Hope you're doing well, bro. Like, at Grandpa Chan 2 Ends, you know, follow me on everything. But I just think about sometimes how, like, I'm not a massive, like, musical historian type person, but it is interesting how, like, that beat is very, like, of our childhood.
Yeah.
That, like, they're like just that sound is, yeah, like, yeah, that's how music used to sound. And it, yeah, does not sound
proper
like that
music
anymore.
Man. So when music had a meaning.
Yeah. Hey, but music was real. It wasn't just sounds, bro. It was music, bro. But it's just interesting how, like, there is just,
damn,
like,
that takes me back to, like, some type of bar in Toledo.
Right? That's what I'm saying. It takes you back where, yeah, it's like, I guess there is just, like, time periods that have certain, like, oh,
things.
It was like in college when everyone's, what is that, DJ Mustard? Every beat sounded, yeah, yeah, like, yes, DJ Mustard. Yeah. Where it's like, yeah, just like
the sound of the time.
It's the sound.
Back,
bit, the
time.
It takes you back.
That
where
takes
it's
me
like,
back.
Man. You just get that type of beat, and you're like, yeah, that, yeah, is that era. And it's, yeah, just cool how, like, mm-hmm, music is like
can remind you and put,
yeah,
you in that
just
feeling.
Or just like everyone in music is like, okay, this is what we're trying to do. I'm putting my spin on it, but this is all kind of what we're doing. Like, it gets annoying sometimes when it's like every single person made a Jersey song for like 2 weeks. It was like, let's stop. Mm-hmm. Everybody don't have to rock. Like, we can stop. But it is cool when it's like, oh yeah, every beat was just kind of like this. Or niggas, yeah, was just rapping like this for like 2 years, and it was cool. Yeah. So shout out to Kia Shine, bro. I mean, I hope you're doing well, yeah, bro.
In front of me, Darius, introduce yourself.
So y'all know it's Darius, no Rucker. And unfortunately, it's not spring yet. So I hate to break that to you. I've been loving it too, but it's not spring yet. So
I ain't fall for the pump fake. No. I dressed all week like it was winter.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's a February, bro.
He's like, yeah, man, we need to go outside. We need to go out for lunch. I'm like, no, we do not.
People get confused quick.
It's February 7th, baby.
Yeah.
I ain't going nowhere.
That sickness coming this week for y'all. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Check back in.
To my right, man, Ryan, introduce yourself, man.
Ski, mask, Ryan in the building, man. This is the last time I'm going to say this. If you don't like a product,
don't use it. Don't try it.
Don't use it. Don't try it. But if you care about the product, please articulate why you don't like something. That's all I'm asking. We don't have to agree on it. Just articulate it well.
That's it, man.
That's it.
Yeah. Channing, man. Call to action, man.
Yeah, I got one product that is for you. That's the BLTPOD.
Try that one.
That's universal. That's universal, baby.
That's Blue Magic.
That go for everybody, man. Just get you a taste. Come back. Shout out to the BLT Podcast. Everyone, rate, review, subscribe. 5 stars. Help reviews help even more. Thank you to everyone participating in the polls, commenting, liking the stories, giving it a play, giving it a spin. I know a lot of you guys are traveling right now. So we appreciate it. You giving this podcast a play. Also, all you people who send in questions, keep it going. Please send some more if you have them. No question is too dumb. Some of you guys will say that, and then
no, it's a dumb question.
I have a question, but I just think it's dumb. It's like, it's not.
It's really not.
And also, we've done 4 episodes, so like, that's a dumb question. Like, it's fine.
I can come up with dumber questions.
Yeah, the podcast is
if
dumb
you challenge
questions.
Me.
Yeah, so just send them in, bro. And thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank us.
Thank us.
And think fast.
Think fast.
Think fast.
Think fast.
First question we got on our hand. And Channing, you're gonna fix it if I don't explain it right. What is something that we currently do that our kids will look back on and be like, our parents used to do this?
So, like, you know how all of our parents, at least I feel like all black parents went to like an African phase when we was kids. Like, they had African shit in the house. And, yeah, statues. Yeah. Or like all black parents had that alarm clock or like that certain type of quilt. Is there stuff like that that we have now that like our kids would be like, back. All our parents all have, like, you know, it could be something like, I don't know, like our parents, what's something we all do now? Our parents all have them Stanley water bottles or some shit like that, where it's like, just whatever reason, our generation all did this or all have this. Is there anything you think that we'll have like that?
I think it's hard because, I mean, I feel like I could do it with Darius for some reason because he's always leaving the hot sauce out. So, but that'll be something that I remember, and from at least living with you guys, I'm like, oh, there is always some kind of condiment or some kind of sauce just
Sauce.
But like, it was always like Texas Pete, or it was always some hot sauce. It wasn't. Right. It was always hot sauce. Never ketchup. That gets put away. Mustard gets put away. Honey, the barbecue sauce gets put away. But that ketchup or that hot sauce be open. So like,
that's funny.
That's about the only thing I can think of for house related wise. I know I leave my cups out, but.
But not even just you. It could be something that you don't, maybe you don't do it, but like everyone our age does it. Universally, that like
kids will look back and be like, oh, my, they used to do this.
Like, it'll be like, oh, all our, like the dances, like all, it'll be like,
oh, okay.
Like, our, like, oh, my parents, all they want to do is just jerk. Like, they'll be like that. Like, they'll say that my parents just know how to jerk. Or my parents just know how to, like, fucking Millie Rock. Like, they'll make fun of us for that because we all,
like, some
Millie
dance
Rock.
We always just,
because like, we all,
no matter
do
what
it.
Comes on.
Yeah, because all the, oh, watch out, watch out. Like,
watch out now.
And it's like, you like,
you say, this is what, like, we used to do on my day.
Watch out, y'all don't know. It's, I didn't lean with it, rock with it though. Watch out.
Now, I think the dance is a good one because I don't think, I mean, our parents had dances, but like, not on the level we had dances.
Yeah, we have so many dances, yeah.
Just different eras from, like I said, Miller Rock and Jerkin. The hip movement right now that's going through the roof. There's just a lot of those dances, I think.
I feel like our kids will look back at us and be like, our parents all have some dumbass tattoos. Mm-hmm. So I feel like our generation has a lot of tattoos. Mm-hmm. Probably, like, I'm sure there's people forever have had tattoos, but I just feel like it's much more common to have tattoos. And I feel like our kids will look back and be like, daddy got this dumbass crown on his body. What the fuck he had at? Like, our kids would just, our kids would just be like, the dumb shit that we got, like, we thinking it was cool when we were kids, they'll look back and be like, why the fuck do you have a phoenix on your back, dad? Like, oh, it's fucking cool. I was 20. Like, you know, and I feel like our parents, our kids will all make fun of us for that. That, like, we just have a tattoos, we have like piercings and shit. Like, I feel like we, like,
overdid it.
Not overdid it, but we do it more proudly than other generations where it's like, I don't know many guys my parents age who have nose piercings. Mm. But like, I can think of like five guys my age who have nose piercings. And it'll be like five niggas picking up kids from kindergarten with nose piercings.
Yeah, like, keeping it
like, and I feel like our kids will make fun of us for that. Like, why the fuck your ears pierced, dad? Like, because I'm flying niggas.
You don't get it.
But that's how our parents
would
be
always
like,
a dad.
Like, dad, why is everything you have your name on it? Because I'm a fly nigga. But it's like, to me, it's like, that's so stupid. But they'll look at us and be like, why the fuck do you have like cool glasses? Like, because I'm a fly nigga, bro. But I feel like we just like stay fly. But yeah,
okay.
So that kind of stuff. It's a hard one though. Someone, this is something we were talking about at work. Like, the older people were talking about it, and I'm like, damn, I don't know.
Because I can name a bazillion things that my parents do.
Right, because we're the kid.
I think it's just like corny, or like not even corny.
Yeah, I feel like they might also think like we always wear hats.
Oh yeah.
Because I think like, even as we get older, I think hats became a bigger thing. Like,
hats.
Like, it used to be like, you gotta think about like
I mean, Liz is a whole story.
Like, older generations, like, you remember like the military and shit, they said like you take your hat off when you come to the table. Yeah. Like, they were very like, hats are outside things, like little fedoras.
Yeah.
But our generation is like, it's a part of the fit. Yeah. And I see as we get older, it still be like any event you can have a hat on to. Unless it's like their formal thing, people gonna have hats with their fits.
Yeah,
I think that's something like, maybe they won't wear hats as much, but I think they might be like, oh, you guys always wearing hats.
Yeah. What's a good one with that too? Sandals. Like sandals/Crocs. I don't know if my dad only owns, he has maybe one pair of sandals.
What's he wearing in the house? House shoes?
House shoes. Big house shoes guy. Okay. Big. My dad's a big slippers though. Big especially slippers guy.
I feel like I had tried that because that's what theirs was. So like, exactly. I got slippers at like 10 years old. Yeah. I'm like, he's sweaty.
Sweaty.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like that'll be a thing where it's like,
he said, nah, man.
It's useless. And I just shoot off my
sweating.
Feet.
Yeah.
And it's just hot. But whereas like, we wear like, I know niggas who have like $100 Yeezy sandals.
Just to wear in the house.
And I think explaining that to my parents is crazy. But I feel like our kids would be like, my dad got his fly ass sandals. Or like, he got his expensive ass sandals. Mm-hmm. Gotta have his everywhere you go. He's always wearing sandals, dad. You can't wear nothing else, dad. I'm like, oh, I'm wearing my Crocs, bro. Like, I would be, I'm be embarrassed my kids wear Crocs in their basketball games. But it's like, it's just comfortable. So,
yeah,
like,
this is what you're wearing.
They gonna be mad at me, bro. I feel like similar girls in leggings. I feel like probably our kids would be like, my mom always wears leggings. She don't ever wear pants.
Bro. Yeah.
Cause I feel like I can see kids getting back into slacks. That'd be so funny if our kids wore like dress slacks.
Yeah, right. Like dress slacks. To-
no, but it's weird. And we can pivot off this. We can't think of anything. But like, I was looking at that picture you sent, bro. It's like, niggas was dressed up. Niggas was wearing cardigans, button downs, and ties at a school dance.
Yeah. It's just the era.
Inside.
It was I thought it was cool. I think we went to, speaking of that picture, and we could probably use that picture for homo.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't know if Tyler would be okay with that. She might have to just go sign it. Yeah.
We don't have to. Niggas went to Canes before that, bro.
Really?
Yeah. In them fists?
Look at a Caniac.
Thanks, a Caniac. Spit on my sweater vest.
Hey, that sounded like so, but the first bar to a song got a Caniac spit on my sweater vest.
I wear my sweater vest in a Caniac.
You think that also made me think that we like put blankets we're not using at the end of our bed for no reason?
Yeah,
like, so like, you know what I mean? Like,
weird shit.
Like we just like drape, like we don't use it.
I got
we drape it at the end of our bed.
So yeah,
like, they're either gonna just have one comforter, or be like we just put it all on the bed.
But oh yeah, I keep think, a like, we just on me, bro.
Have a drape.
Yeah,
I feel like they're gonna be mad too. I we play music all the time.
Yeah,
like my house.
It may not.
My house not gonna be quiet ever. Unless like I want it to be quiet.
Yeah,
but it's always gonna be some background. Maybe like
because my parents, I guess they did it when they wanted to clean in the morning.
Or we just have music in our phones. They had to go to a fucking CD player, this big ass tower, and play a song. If I play music, I can play music from my phone and walk into your room and just have it
play
be playing
for hours.
And they gonna be mad.
My kids got his headphones.
My kids gonna hate that, bro. Because I'm gonna be playing my music.
They might ask is why we turn all the lights off or why we turn the lights all the way on. Like
when I'm home,
I know when I'm home by myself. I have a bunch of shit on all the time. So. Yeah.
Am I damn, man. Maybe that is weird. I feel like I saw a black people thing.
Yeah,
I've heard that other races don't necessarily do that.
I feel like our kids are gonna pick up on our the way we have lingo. They're like, you guys have like four conversations going on at once. Like, why can't you guys stay focused on one
only
thing?
Two of them are real.
Yeah,
one of them's a made up scenario that y'all keep like
because you can't.
So why you guys exaggerate everything? You're like,
what do
you
mean?
Because
like,
I'm funny, Nick.
Like, like you guys kind of like talk about stuff and then like you end up somewhere that has nothing to do with the original point.
I guess our kids will probably be more reserved.
I can see that.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
More independent as far as like even with how they express themselves will probably be more less bright, I feel like.
Yeah. I feel you go.
We dye hair. We are very loud with like social media, photography, all that stuff. Just because we want a lot of not validation, but social media is seeking kind of some validation. Maybe it'd be more or less of that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they won't have a lot of social media.
Yeah, I feel like they'll have figured it out, bro. I always said it like, we are not good at social media because it's like we're like gym one. This is like, it's like think about like the first 10 years of niggas using cars, bro. Niggas was dying all the fucking time. They ain't know how to use them, bro. Like, it's new technology. It's dangerous.
Oh, the brakes don't work.
Well,
you're gym one, so.
Or opposite. This shit go fast. It's must put brakes. That's how they learn shit. But like, that's what we do.
Yeah, I guess it's just kind of hard because then it still puts a lot on like us to make sure that our kids don't do that. So like, even though we're in the next 10 or 20 years to still see what's going to happen, then it's still up to us to make sure that we saw that. So you guys should start interacting more.
For sure it is on us. But that's the thing. It's like our parents never had Facebook. Our parents don't they can't give us any advice on Facebook. Whereas I've had Facebook. I've had Instagram. I could tell my kids, do not do this. Do this. Whereas like I remember my mom found my MySpace and like printed it off.
Yeah.
To like confront me about it. She's like, who are you talking to? I'm like, well, that's Shaq.
That Prince
that's Brandon. And it was like,
so who are you talking to?
Yeah, ooh, that's even a good one.
Whereas I would see my kids' Instagram and I understand what it is. I don't need to fucking print it.
Yeah.
Like I can just get on a computer.
I bet you our parents or bet you our kids are gonna ask us why we work so much.
Oh yeah.
100%.
Well, not
because
me,
our
I'm
kids I'm willing to bet you our kids are only gonna work 4 or 5 hours a day max. That'll be the new like the whole 9-to-5 thing. Well, I'm telling you, it's about to be done.
Lot, so I don't want to hear that.
Like they're gonna be like, why are you guys always trying to like you have a long withstand to be able to do stuff from like 8 to 5 all the time, or like it seems like we're always on the go. We're trying to knock stuff out. It's like, why don't you guys like ever just take a break when you're done and like worry about tomorrow?
Yeah,
that might be a lot of that. Like, well, we can get it done today. They're like, well, we have the rest of the time to
do it
accurately. Do it this way. And I'm like, oh, you guys are procrastinating, though. It's like, but like, there's a reason why they wait and they only put an hour and a half, 2 hours in. So like, we can put all of our time into it now instead of overdoing it. And I feel like that's going to be the biggest disconnect with me and my kids. I'm about to be like, so you got started on it, but you still have 4 hours of your day left and you're not doing anything else. So yeah, I mean, we're going to work on the rest. We have all week. It's due on... Remember us before? We would get yelled and we'd be like, they're like, why don't you just get it done now? And then you have the rest of the week to do nothing. Which is not a bad way to do it.
No.
But like, how much are you really learning by doing it all in the beginning of the week?
Yeah.
And I was like, that might be a lot of that.
You guys work too much.
Yeah.
Next question. Since it is Black History Month, it's only perfect that we talk about something like this. What is something that is not considered Black History, but should be?
Ooh, where do we begin, bro?
I think the first nigga to ever like dance, I feel like, was a Black person. And I feel like, so I feel like every single thing since then should be Black History. So for example, like, I think Bobby Shmurda, a hot nigga, that's Black History. Cause everybody was doing that shit, bro. And niggas act like it's not history, but it's like, bro, like DJ Unk walking out, Black History, bro. Like that Soulja Boy, like Black History, bro. Like we set the tone of the whole world, and a Black guy did that, bro. That shit fire, bro. So I think I think any type of dance we invent, Black History.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought I was gonna say streaming should be Black History because Soulja Boy, is the internet. Yeah. Like, it was him.
He's Popeye's fried chicken sandwich should be Black History too. Cause I feel like we did that. I feel like that's definitely some shit niggas did. I don't think a Black person came up with it necessarily. Cause I do, and I want to say this for those who don't know, that Black lady does not run Popeye's. I guess that's a confusion to some of y'all niggas that y'all think she's supposed to be the owner of Popeye's. She is not.
The one that she's a character in the commercial.
Some people be like, they think that's supposed to be the owner of Popeye's.
Huh? Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, I guess have fun with that story.
But no, that's just a lady who do commercials.
Yeah, it's a white man behind that one.
Hate to break it to you, boss. It's a white man behind that one. But I'm saying, I feel like niggas got that off the ground.
Yeah.
So I would say the fried chicken sandwich is Black History for sure.
Okay.
That's a tough one too.
Do we want to say clothing releases or like any kind of thing that you weighed outside the line, like the Jordans?
Any release, like,
any kind of release like anything that? Like that was releasing that where people had to stand outside, like
that's fire.
Good thing you got an argument there,
For sure.
Especially the shoes. I'm gonna make a stand out. I've never stood outside for a pair of shoes.
Nah, man, I always felt slavish to me.
I was very alive and could afford those shoes during that era.
Oh, I remember
where
that,
people were staying out for Jordans.
Camping, Jordans, bro. Niggas camping was camping outside when it was releasing Jordans, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I never did it.
Pre-internet, niggas was doing anything. That's so crazy. They really had niggas outside the sun, bro.
Yeah.
Niggas in tents for some J's.
I don't know if it was any time recently, but like the first country song that really had like heavy 808s and shit when they really started like
Old
using hip hop.
It's probably Old Town Road.
Was that the first? Yeah.
I don't know if that's no, I take that back. That's definitely not the first song 808s because I know Florida Georgia Line does that little rap shit. But I would say that Old Town Road is the first country song by a Black person that I think was like, I think Black people thought it was a hip hop song and then they said it was a country song. And we were like, all right. And so it was like, that was the first country song with like real hip hop, like a hip hop person is doing it. I mean, outside of Nelly.
Yeah, but I thought about Nelly, but
For some reason Nelly don't count.
Yeah, and also
a country song.
Also, like, that country song is like there's no.
This is all in my head.
I find that song as R&B. I don't hear that.
I don't see because the whole.
Does he rap?
I mean, he raps slow.
Can they hurt so bad? I can't wait to see you.
Hey, Tim McGraw, Nelly.
It's funny because it's like that with every artist. There's a point where like they try that singing shit.
Got to, yeah. Got to.
You gotta explore.
But I do think Nelly is one of the first to do that. Nelly is one of the first to start, I think, the current wave where it's like everyone does it. I feel like before Nelly, it was like some niggas tried to sing, but Nelly was the first one to be like, nah, I think I can sing a little
bit.
We
gave you two projects.
Yeah.
We gave you Sweat. We gave you Suits. We gave you two projects.
Niggas was on
the I got one for rapping if you like that. I got one for singing if you like that.
Yeah, I feel like the way like how Drake is kind of like mainstreamed, I feel like Nelly was the first one to be like, yeah, you can actually... You're not an R&B singer, but you can consistently sing and like sing. People will not make
you should try.
A joke.
Yeah.
Cause that over and over again is that's a song.
I was gonna go with Brunchin.
Damn. Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, no, we have like in that way.
Yeah, they definitely switched that.
That's a good one. We did Brunchin
because it was started off with just, you know, going
breakfast
and lunch.
That's really how it started, being like, I want breakfast between breakfast and lunch.
Yeah, but that's just later. Food. That's just the food. Base level.
It's an experience.
Now, I think black people added the experience of, you know, actually dressing up for it or making it more an event. You add the mix and you add the alcohol, you add the music, you add the venues, you add the service. So I think we made it more of an event that people attend.
I don't think a black person invented bottomless mimosas.
Yeah.
But I do think it was a restaurant where niggas was ordering too many mimosas. And they were like, all right, enough.
Yeah.
Enough. Yeah. Just give us 50 up front and you can just have as much as you want.
Perfect. Because they keep it. Like, as soon as we get another one, just bring us more.
Yeah, I'm sure with something. You know how niggas be like, just bring the pitcher.
Yeah.
And like, sir, we can't just give that. You, sir.
Just
sir.
Bring the pitcher.
Yeah. Just bring the pitcher.
After a while,
you know how niggas be, bro. Just bring the pitcher.
Hey, really?
I was going to speak on that bottomless part, too. That part is that's the part that make it, too.
It really
sure,
is.
Bro.
It's not just like I want one or two little drinks.
It was like,
I want to know I can have a.
It was probably like some girl 30th birthday and in a church ladies group. It was at the same time. And it was probably went through about $100 of mimosas. They said, bro, we could have made $400 off this.
Yeah.
But we charged them by the glass. They said, charge it up front.
We got it.
Yeah. Charge it up
front. Tell them it's bottomless, but there's really a limit.
And that way we can just give it to them. We got to serve it to them.
Yeah, and we save money on orange juice.
They tricked us, bro.
Because now you get like the smallest thing orange juice.
They don't trick me.
You think we could argue?
I drink by the bottle.
I don't know the timeline of like
BZ.
When energy drinks started really getting popping, but Krung juice. Even though I've never had it,
I never had it either.
The energy that was brought behind a beverage that can give you energy.
The only thing I would say though is that white culture did have Mountain Dew slash Monster, and I like, and so I feel like niggas, I think. Made energy drinks more cool.
Yeah.
Whereas I used to think energy drinks were just like white boys. Well,
yeah.
I feel like niggas, once we started drinking them, we brought it mainstream.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think like Celsius and Bang get unless women and niggas start drinking them.
Yeah.
Like, I think if you don't have them two buy-ins, it's not happening.
Yeah.
And so I think once we popularize it, that's true.
Because I always think like Mountain Dew's a different kind of energy where you're like, you're kind of staying up to like focus to do something that's like not going to help you in the long run.
Yeah, it's white boy energy.
Yeah. Like, the Krunk juice and everything, that energy was like, oh, I'm about to go turn up and I probably took a nap and I need to get to it. So like, how can I get a quick energy drink or like
quick little boost?
Yeah.
I think we could also argue that like making comfortable style of like okay to wear to like not
leisure.
Yeah, like leisure wear. Yeah. Like leisure. Full sweatsuits and stuff. Yes. Like we're like they'll sell them expensively now, but it's like now we would just show up wearing that kind of thing.
That's regardless. A good one. So that's, I think it's
leisure for sure.
Cause then like now niggas even wearing the Nike tech.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like wearing
so
it out
expensive.
Is
yeah.
I saw a white person in Nike tech.
It don't look right.
I said look crazy.
It don't look the same.
Not yet.
You're created.
You guys will vulture this eventually, but you're not. You're a couple years off from that.
Bro, you look sloppy.
You look crazy.
He said, but if you wear, why does it look cool? I just look cool, brother. Cool, I just don't know what to tell you.
I would say similarly, I would say a lot of nerd culture, but I would say specifically anime. I feel like niggas brought it over to the mainstream as well. I don't think that
it was never going to get cool
over until black people started getting
cool. Yeah, that's a very good one.
I feel
one,
like
actually.
A lot of nerd stuff, whether it be comic book stuff, anime, like sciencey stuff, until niggas get into it. It'd be boring, bro.
It makes it cool.
Yeah, it'd be whatever, bro.
That's crazy. That's a really good one.
I think, like, showing up to your job and just, like, doing the bare minimum. I feel like that's a nigga, bro. I feel like niggas patented that, bro. I feel like white people be trying to work hard.
Yeah.
Niggas be like,
we're trying to find a shortcut.
Because I feel like it was definitely, I've had this conversation at my job where it'd be like, you know, I just try to get in early, get my work done. I'd be like, Why? And then you don't have
Are you gonna leave early?
Like, why? And they don't have no answer. Like, I remember so vividly at this job. They had fired this lady. And it had already happened. But they were talking about the reasons. They were like, well, one of the reasons was she wasn't coming to optional post-work meetings. I said, she wasn't coming to an optional meeting. So that's an optional meeting.
That's an optional meeting.
And no one in the office understood. I said, if it's optional, it's optional. If it's mandatory, then say that.
Yeah.
But anything optional, I'm not coming to.
We have a mandatory meeting after work.
Exactly. But I feel like white people sometimes don't understand where it's like, you don't have to do this. If this happy hour after work, you don't gotta go. No. Chan, you going? No. What do you mean? I'm not coming. I'm going home.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna see y'all tomorrow.
See y'all tomorrow.
But we not friends.
No.
I feel like it was definitely a black guy who started that, bro.
And I feel like the one that we were not mentioning is podcasting. Unfortunately,
that's true. Yeah.
Black people have propelled this
100%
to the forefront.
100%.
I think we have a good knack or like of turning something like so like technical or nerdy or like unpopular and, and making it cool.
Because we break the rules. Yeah. So you got to do it like this. Like, I'm going to wear it like this.
Yeah. And it's also, I feel like, I want to get on my Dr. Umar too quick, but it's the thing is that like, I'm not saying anything about other races.
Yeah.
But niggas can bridge the culture between intellectual stuff and being cool.
Yes.
And I feel like a lot of cultures can't bridge that, where they don't have the cool or they don't have the intellect.
You don't have the influence.
Whereas you get enough, niggas are smart enough to understand it, but we're also cool enough to explain it in a way that people can get it. Yep. It's like dancing, where it's like, not only are black people good at dancing, what's really good is that black people can make it seem like it's not hard to dance.
Yeah.
They can make it seem like it's effortless. Whereas no shade, some of my East Asian family, that's math. When y'all are dancing, I can see you counting, bro. I can see like you hitting that shit, but it's clear that you're trying real hard, bro. Yeah. Like it's clear that you're thinking through each step. Or some of my, again, my non-melanated family, when you dancing, I can see that boom cat. I can see the one, gotcha, two. I can see it. Gotcha, I can see you counting. Whereas that's the thing, black people can dance, it's like, it's no effort.
None.
I'm just, this is just me.
Moving.
He said, this is how my body moves to go get a drink.
Exactly. And that's the thing that black people can bridge, where it's like, we can take something as high art and conceptual as like sciencey stuff, but then we can break it down in a cool way, like Mace Windu. So you have a black Jedi. And I think that's the bridge that black people could do.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of cultures, they be trying to explain to you, but it's like, but you're not cool. Like, I'm sorry, bro. You're just not cool. Like, you're right. This is fire. When I got here, I figured out this is hard. It's like I think the next thing that black people can revolutionize is like be a vegetarian or vegan. I think right now it's mainly a white person / Muslim thing.
It's coming, bro.
But I feel like once you get once a real mainstream, like once Drake goes vegan, because that'll probably happen at some point, or he goes vegetarian for like a month, it'll get mainstream. It'll niggas will stop laughing at me about my tofu. It'll be real quick. All y'all niggas who think I'm silly now. A lot of you niggas, and I'm thinking of three of y'all right now who think it's silly that I'm vegetarian around. Well, as soon as Drake does it, y'all be right there, bro.
Y'all be right there with me, bro.
We'll be right
speaking
there.
Of food,
what's Morningstar?
Yeah. Speaking of food, I think Chinese food
better than Chinese people.
Yeah. No. Just something that we made popular, so popular.
Oh.
Just getting Chinese.
There's like soul food
Chinese and hanging out on the Friday nights.
Freaked it.
There's like soul food egg
rolls. Finding shit to freak, I think we're
like freaking food. Like chicken and waffles.
Yeah.
Like we freak some
Honestly, I hope you didn't take my questioning as a disbelief. I think there are some black people who make Chinese food.
Oh, yeah,
Chinese,
probably.
Black people, and I've said this before about names, whereas like black people will just like name a kid India.
Yeah.
Never been to India. No Indian people.
Breaking the rules.
Black people just be like, my daughter named Asia.
But
food?
The first person to put like hot sauce on Chinese food
or
like
ranch on spaghetti. Yeah. That was a nigga, bro.
Yeah.
Niggas saying no.
Niggas got freaking.
Niggas, I'm sure a nigga
freaking
was
food.
Like a nigga freaking saw foods. General Tso's.
Yeah.
And was like,
it's straight.
You could put this sauce on anything.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to try people like, no, it goes on the chicken. Like, no, bro. We put this on burger. We put this on anything, bro. And niggas,
this would go good on a spare rib.
Let's try that, bro. Yeah. You know what you could put on this Chinese food? Hennessy. Like, that's what niggas do. Niggas take what you have. Mm-hmm. He said, you know what you can add? And that's what we do. That's what I'm saying. Or like, niggas make some of the best tacos I ever made. Nah, they aren't real tacos.
No,
like,
tacos,
if you talk to a Spanish person, it's
saying,
not
bro.
About this like, is a taco.
Okay.
But it's good. It's good.
My mom make good tacos, work.
Like, it's no need for brisket.
It's not authentic.
My mom made good tacos. My mom made good Alfredo. My mom made good pasta. My mom made.
Yeah, bro.
Good lasagna. Yeah.
My dad got the meats.
Yeah, niggas can take some shit, bro.
Big meats. But, again, if it comes to freaking food, I just think a lot of that shit is like,
okay. And it's so funny different. Too, because like I feel like this is the confidence niggas have is that like you'll get these like culturally like ethnic like European people or Italian people or whatever, like, no, like we handmade this pasta. It's like, bro, I know some niggas in Saginaw, Michigan who take your grandma up top, bro. Nana go got nothing on them, bro. Yeah. Yeah. What she doing?
You say your nana?
She take Nano up peasy. She from Sicily, bro. She don't want nothing to do with my grandma's lasagna, bro. She got your grandma. She make her shit in my hand. My grandma got six meats. I know you got five. She got six. I don't even know what the six meat is, bro. Yeah, it's just niggas could just take some shit and like we'll stand on it so confidently be like,
oh, yeah.
I know that you're saying that like your mother is Chinese, But like my uncle makes some real good egg rolls.
Yeah, just letting you know.
Like I'm just letting you know.
I said, well, he's not doing it right. He said, I'm just not like,
I really believe
that. And we'll eat it. Someone's Italian. Like I've ate Italian food from Italian people. Be like, that isn't that good.
Because black people, when it comes to food, it's like the goal is for the product to be good.
Yeah, you know, not the rules,
not the instructions,
not the story.
You shouldn't season it that much.
Yeah, I mean, they're like, well, won't you worry about what's in it? No. I'll figure that out when my stomach hurts in a couple years.
Yeah, I might let's have hypertension
about,
at 80.
Let's talk about how he got these tacos mixed in with the brisket, kind of egg. Yeah. I don't know how he got this.
Yeah, it's like, why is there egg and brisket in a taco?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah. But give me three of them, bro. Or you see that shit on Twitter, it'd be like, strawberry, cheesecake, French toast. It's like, bro, what dial
doing?
I made this, but I know it's good,
bro.
Yeah.
And I know it's good, sandwich.
Bro. And I put up against any French crepe, bro. I'll take against any. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's just how I believe in myself. And as I said, maybe other races need to believe in themselves more.
Yeah.
But that's just how I believe in black people, bro. It's a black woman in Mississippi right now probably make better lasagna than anyone. Whole country.
Can you think about that, though, for a second? Can you fathom amount of small, like, family aunties, moms, or like dads or uncles that have this fire, like they have a fire dish.
Fire.
And like never will be, you'll never even scratch the surface to even know.
Bro, I put on crit, bro. I'm not even a crit, but on crit, bro. My grandma desserts. They'll take any bakery up top, bro. She's so nice up there, bro.
Like, damn, you ever think about running the business?
So I'm saying her pound cake goes so crazy, bro. I will say though, and this is one thing my black people, she make red velvet cake. She still don't think it's chocolate, but I'm like, it's chocolate cake, grandma. I'm sorry, it's red chocolate.
It's different to me, but I know that it's chocolate cake.
I understand red velvet is not just a chocolate cake.
If you put both of them on the table. And you like, which one do you want? I'm like,
I want red velvet every time. Red velvet better.
I want that fucking chocolate.
It's the same thing. Said,
no, red velvet is better.
But even calling it red velvet, I know that was it.
That nigga, hey,
said, what kind of cake is it? It's a red velvet.
It's red chocolate cake. He said, no, not red chocolate.
He said, rocking red velvet.
Red and rock.
Red velvet. Last question we got on the table. If you were to be reborn as an inanimate object, what would it be?
Podcast Mike.
It's a lot of love going to the podcast.
It's been on every day. I don't like that.
Yeah.
You're getting a lot of use.
No, I want to be a dildo.
Freaky Annie.
Hey, man.
Freaky Annie.
I knew somebody was going to say it.
Freaky Annie.
I'm going to be a rose.
Somebody was saying,
you in the booty,
trying to be the big black one.
I'm trying to be that.
You in the booty, nigga.
Be them bullet roses.
Trying to be the anal bead. I said, bro, why?
He said, because I get up.
Yeah, it's like I don't need to be.
I would be a piano for sure.
Ooh, whoa!
Because nobody knows grand. I'm gonna fall off a building at some point.
So you're like a grand piano,
hey, bro?
You stupid!
I just saw it.
You gotta go out the window.
I saw it in cartoon form when he said it.
Yeah, but like
I didn't see it in real life.
Pianos are usually around in nice places, and they're portrayed in good situations.
Yeah.
The only time I've seen a piano be used badly was what's his name, Denzel. That's the only time I've seen somebody go crazy with it. Otherwise, like
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I'd probably be gangster. Piano.
It's wild how like pianos, they just lift them through windows.
Oh yeah,
they're just like bro, we can't go up the stairs, You gotta open the window. We gotta crane it, bitch, up here.
Crane it.
What? I said,
that's crazy.
So you can't just build up here.
Just in case, we need you to sign this. So if we drop this, do you want another one? If we drop this, number one, A,
bro,
B.
And you covered it.
You're lying.
You dropped my shit?
Yeah.
You're getting me another.
Well, I guess so. They're saying that obviously they'll give you another one if they drop it, but a lot of people are so embarrassed about the dropping of the piano that they just don't want the piano again.
That is fair. If you drop the first one, this is not meant to
be. I don't think it's...
Like, you got to come back next week and do it again.
To anchor this into my... Yeah.
I'm like, hey, Ryan, what you doing on Saturday? He said, I can't, bro. They bring back another piano. I said, what happened to the first one? He said, oh, they dropped it. I said, you won't let them do it again?
You won't let them try
it
again?
You think they're going to drop it again on the second time.
If they've dropped it once,
you're going to drop it again.
Even success, you're just like, yeah, you dropped it last
time. Any crane company that says I've dropped anything.
Yeah, you're done.
You're done. You're not a crane operator, bro. You're fired, bro.
You're not.
I got to help you.
I had one bad day. That's all it takes.
Nah, yeah,
I would give zero. He dropped my piano. It's like
if I could get zero, I would.
Yeah, bro.
But I can't.
It's not a job where you can have a bad day.
Bro.
You dropped my piano, nigga.
You fucked my window.
Yeah,
you kinda like low key get nervous before this day's come.
You should.
You said, oh, today's the day we're delivering the piano. So yeah.
If you're a crane operator, you should be nervous every day.
I would be nervous every day.
You lifted big shit high up in the air, bro. And it's like, what do you even do? He dropped your shit. Like, what do you even do?
He's sitting there like...
Like, he got to clean it up.
Yeah.
What? And then what did you say?
He got to call his boss.
So I got to order another piano. I got to fucking...
I don't do well with, like, live confrontation either. Like, so, like, if I'm, like, backing out of a parking spot or if you guys are trying to coach me while I'm in it. So if I drop the piano... Or you gotta yell at me like, bro, move the crane, bro. I'm like, bro, which way? Like, just move, bro, move it, dog. Like, you start getting nervous because you don't know what to do, bro.
It's my first piano, bro. I've only done boxes, bro. It's my first piano. Also, man, can you imagine, like, you late to work because a nigga dropped a piano and you couldn't get out your parking spot? Boss not believing you, bro.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You have to immediately take a picture.
Because
if you check, if a nigga show up at the warehouse an hour late,
bro.
He said, Mr. Martin, I promise you're not gonna believe me.
Yeah, man.
They were moving a piano into my building and they dropped it right behind my parking spot.
Yeah, I
don't
hear you, bro.
That sound like some cartoon shit.
Sound
like some Wile E. Coyote bullshit, bro. Yeah. You playing in my face. Piano, bro. Oh, was the fucking, did Elmer Fudd shoot you too, bitch? Like, come on, bro. Be for real.
He said, what city you live in?
So I live in Hilliard. He said,
Yeah, we talking. Yeah, even that. You don't live in New York, nigga. You live in fucking Dublin. what building are they lifting this shit into? You sound crazy, bro. But yeah, if that shit happened to you, fuck. You gotta take a picture, bro.
You live with your grandma, nigga.
And also, I feel like you out the crane community.
Yeah. You out the crane community.
You're no longer a crane. If you're a dropper, you're not in the crane community. There's probably a dropper meeting for droppers.
Yeah, Ty not fucking with you either.
But like, because it's like, what can I do with the crane operator who's a dropper? Yeah. What do you do here? You can't tell me you never dropped it. I'd rather take a nigga who never dropped it.
They hired Ty Crane to be the crane operator.
The real Ty Crane.
The real Ty Crane. That's the name of his company.
I said, hey, bro, we need the real Ty Crane to move the piano up there.
Hey, no, the nigga messed up. That's when they call him Ty Crane. Hey, Mr. Crane. Mr. Crane, we need you on site.
He did like a slow pan up.
He got his own crane. He pulled with his own crane. And his own
crane.
Custom. The real
Ty
Crane. His crane is called the real Ty Crane.
That's
real Ty Crane. I was like thinking like a cash register at a bar.
Damn, bro, you see some things.
You just hear and see a bunch of
shit.
I would kind of like that. My serious answer was I would like to be like a library book. Cause I feel like if you're a popular book, you go to like a lot of people's houses and you just are like and like if say if you like what if you like a Harry Potter book? Like you like niggas is reading that shit all the time.
Nigga.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you got all these different houses. Niggas is like learning to read. Like, you helping niggas figure out shit. Like, I feel like that'd be cool. And it's like, you get returned home.
But
you get to see your niggas at the end of the day.
But you mean the nigga who want to write in it.
Yeah, you get some bad niggas. That's fair.
Where's your cash register at?
Yeah, what kind of bar are we talking? We talking like a divey, like Soul
Town. How do you like the way y'all brought that back? Bars don't get robbed either, by the way, right? They shouldn't.
No, because I casually moves tonight.
No, some bars get robbed. Bars in niggerous parts of town get robbed all the time.
Yeah,
but bars.
I wouldn't want some like small.
You don't need no gas station, bro. As long as
no, not a gas station.
Hey, a gas station cash register, you trying to get beat up. You're trying to get broken into.
You
I feel like it would just be like a, I don't know, average bar, but it has decent traffic.
Okay.
So it's not like anything special. It's not a standard sport. Because standard is like all young people. I feel like I want this to be a bar because like
people Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm playing.
Because you just get to hear like some old dude. He's like, oh, I was a nom, and I just like hearing all the bullshit. So it can't just be young people.
I thought you gotta be a bar slash restaurant.
Yeah, I guess.
But I see the vibe.
But more bar because that's like the main thing. But they probably have some food.
I feel like what's the place you went with the good burgers? It's a tavern.
Short North Tavern,
the Good Burger Tavern,
Arch City.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. Where like they do have
it's
food,
a
but like the main.
Crowd,
yeah.
But what's your thing?
If there was more people,
like what you're saying, like are you getting cash and you keep like every time something you get open,
I'm
like
cash and I'm greedy. You stupid. Yeah. I'm getting cash and I'm keeping.
He said I'm greedy.
I'm greedy.
I get cash. That's the cash and I. If you're cash every time
cash
open,
and I'm keeping,
that'd be kind of annoying.
I'm getting cash and I'm keeping because they put the cash in.
And he's trying to open it to give the change. It's locked up.
I'm getting cash and I'm keeping.
He said, Mr. Edwards, the cash register closed again, and I open it. He said, Darius, open. Darius, open up. Darius, open up. Open up, Darius. He said, my fault.
Greedy. Yeah, I didn't know if you had like you know some like cash. Like if you had a whole system, like you smart house, or like if you just like a regular old.
It'll be
annoying
if I talk back.
Yeah.
No, in my mind, this is like a Brave Little Toaster situation where you are like coherent.
Yeah.
And it can be like a Toy Story thing where it's like you act dumb when people are around.
Yeah.
But if I talk to somebody.
That's why I said I like the library because you come back to see your books. You tell me, like, bro, what happened to you, bro? I said, bro, I got written up, bro. Niggas is drawing all on me, bro.
One nigga took my prime out my back.
Yeah, bro. You fuck all my pages bent and shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, you are conscious. That's what I'm saying. Remember these stories? You like, damn, that's crazy. Season so they're like, damn, but like, they're bringing
the same people in. Yeah, you're the first person.
Every time you get 100 in there, you probably moaning and shit, huh?
He said,
He said, he said, I'm Franklin, daddy.
Nick said, that's fake. He spit out 20. That's fake. That's good, though. If he can say it's fake, man, that's useful.
He said, that's fake.
Said, you imagine, bro, nigga on a date, he paid with a $20, but he went out with the girl, Darius. Ooh, that's fake.
Spit it back out. Darius, hear that plastic? He said, ooh, that's the clown.
He said, your shit denied, bro, come back. He said, big bro, your shit denied, come back.
He said, no, I got money in my account. I got nothing.
No, what was me, bro?
Funds.
He said, you talked to nigga. He said, hey, Mark. He said, what, Darius? He said, it's not his car, bro. I tell you this right now, bro. It's not his car, bro. I said, it's up to you. Want to confront about it, Mark?
Field day with that.
Bro, you can call
her. He said, hey, Mark, have her come back.
Hey, come back, bro. Something off, bro. This ain't right, bro.
Match that ID.
Yeah, bro. You really don't. Not. Yeah, you don't want to cancel her so they can talk, bro.
Hey, yeah, I know. Darius, you know, what'd she order? Make her pronounce that again? you about to open up the register.
Yeah, you could just be like a POS system.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you taking the orders, too. Yeah. You know, right. One-stop shop.
Yeah.
Niggas order shit. They say, nah, you ain't getting that. You changing niggas' orders for him, bro. You say, nah, you don't want that, bro.
That was annoying as hell.
You don't want that, bro.
Nah, he don't need
niggas
that.
Nigga said, can I get 10 fireball shots? I said, nah, I'm going to upgrade you right now, bro. You don't want that, bro.
Nigga said, jet the wrong shit every time.
He coming back. He said, I didn't order that. He said,
yeah. This is your ticket?
Say, yeah. Your ticket. Darius said, you should take it, though.
He says, I don't want this. Just eat it.
Just eat it, bro. I don't want to tell Darius you didn't want it because he'll get mad.
I want to go with a top shelf bottle of alcohol.
Oh, okay. So you getting drunk. You put some lips on you. You getting drunk. Like,
trying to get to the tables and shit.
Trying to get empty.
Like a,
you a nasty nigga.
Like a Zool.
Are we talking like at a club, ring, though?
Yeah,
like,
bro.
You getting 1942. Grabbing you.
Are you clear or are you dark, though, nigga?
He said, rest of
the like, in this case, I would love to be a bottle of 1942, bro.
Ooh. Okay. Long bottle.
Yeah, long.
He said a long neck.
Drink on him.
Long neck on him. You in the ice club? How you coming out? You in the ice bath? How you coming out? You need the sprinkler?
He said ice bath, speakers, the sprinklers.
You letting the girls throw you too?
Yeah,
like,
bro.
Okay, cool.
Back.
Nah, you getting nasty.
Yeah, that's I just cool. Think that'd be cool to see.
But you got a little bite to your bev?
Ooh.
Like, are you like a rough, but then like everyone's like, they're like,
Yeah, who you mixing with too?
I find I'm just rubbing elbows with people who can afford it, bro.
Oh, okay.
Just rubbing elbows.
You say, this don't taste good because you can't afford it.
I feel like Shaq talking shit though at the table. That's the problem at the bottom. Shaq like, bro, don't need to start. Don't need to open this, bro.
Yeah, I'm not coming back.
So
who said that?
You see the
table. I told him turn me around.
Yeah, he said turn me around and pick me up, bro.
He said, hey, Stacy, bring me back, bro.
Yeah, turn me around, bro.
They ain't got it. They
ain't got it.
Bring me back.
They trying to savor it. You know how niggas be like
the one bottle.
This nigga Shaq. This nigga said, alert, not your bottle. Alert,
not your bottle. Not your bottle.
They won't have to put the caps on the top.
Yeah, you said, not your bottle.
Lock
ones.
Yeah. Hey, them lock caps are nasty,
silly.
Bro.
Silly.
Nasty. Because it's like, what you mean you gotta lock my bottle?
Why did
you show
it?
You show me it's here.
Like,
I understand.
Logically, I get what
niggas
you're saying.
Niggas took bottles before, and this is why you have to do that. So I know you've been in a predicament where you had to do this, but.
Not me.
Not my taste.
It makes me not want this, bro.
Yeah.
It's so inefficient.
You monitor my beverages.
That's what I'm saying. Like so you just talk.
Because now I want to sip it out.
Yeah. You said, they're trying to steal me.
Hey, so this is not yours, nigga.
They're trying to steal me.
He said, put it back. Nigga.
Say, bro. He said, hey, bro, I know you think this is going to make her fuck you. It's not.
He said, giving life advice.
He poured it too. Jack's talking while he's pouring. He said, it's not going to make you fuck. So I wouldn't even try. Just put me down, nigga.
Just put me down. She ain't going for this, bro.
She ain't going for this, bro. He said, you ain't even buy this, bro.
At the same time, like,
but Shaq,
why are you babysitting this bottle?
Why are you babysitting?
He said, so nobody gonna finish me?
Yeah, nobody gonna finish?
See y'all some bitches,
he said,
huh?
Hey, you. He said, just turn. I said, yeah, go ahead and finish me.
I didn't realize I was at a table of bitches.
He said, he's been a shot out.
Get that 42. Take a shot. Me,
you and your girl, you get your celebrate. Shaq encouraging him. He said, y'all work too hard. Y'all work too hard. Look at me. I'm shining. Y'all look good. I look good. Tasty.
Y'all here for a reason. Y'all here for a reason.
This nigga Shaq
here for a reason.
Shaq get annoyed though. He don't like no other 1942 bottle coming. Yeah. Not another one though. Yeah. He's like, come on, bro, get something else.
Man, I'm
like,
only one here.
Only one. Get some gin or something, bro. Come on. So you don't need Bombay. No more.
As soon as the table leave though, he counting his money.
Yeah, bro.
Stupid.
He taking their money too. Yeah. He said, "Niggas ain't finish me, weak ass niggas."
What type of object wouldn't y'all want to be? Would you not want to be?
I don't
want
to be any type of utensil like food, like a fork, knife, spoon. I don't want to be in nobody's mouth.
I don't want to be something that's easily disposable.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Roll of tissue.
You ain't trying to be no asshole.
But
I would say,
Q-tips.
Though, roller tissue probably got a short life because I feel like in my mind, once you get shit on you, you die.
Yeah.
I don't think they live in the trash. Yeah. But I feel like you're useful.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds gross, but getting shit off somebody's ass is like, crucial.
Sting. Yeah.
Like, they have a purposeful life. I'm not saying you want, but my person, it's niggas who be like, I want to be a pin. It's like, that's dumb, nigga. Like, so anyone could be a big pin, bro.
What? Big pin?
Anyone could do that, bro. But get some shit off my ass when I needed it.
But what if your whole lifeline was from, like, when you get turned into toilet paper all the way through the, like, transfer?
Tree through.
Into, like, the
tree
pack.
Tree through rope?
Yeah, tree.
That's a downgrade. I'd be mad as fuck. I was a tree once and now I'm wiping shit.
Yeah.
That's when your life is over. So it's like, you get into the pack, you get on the shelf at the store, someone takes you home, you know, like, it's almost the end.
That's sad.
And then if you lower in the pack, or depending on where they open the pack,
that's why I'm a book, bro. I can't be nothing disposable. Yeah, you're right. I don't want to be nothing that dies. That's why I'm a book, bro. That's
dark. I don't want to be like food. I don't want to be. I mean, I guess we were both alcohol, but come on.
I don't want to be a chair because like farting. It starts. Yeah, I feel like it's just an up and down relationship. Being
but
a chair.
What if the butt smell good all the time?
But then I'm at some point gonna break.
I feel
or like it's just gonna go through phases. Like, your ass ain't always gonna be fat. Yeah. Or some days you're gonna be skinnier, some days you're gonna be, you know what I'm saying?
If the butt smell good all the time, I feel like you're in a very specific type of place. I mean,
I just don't think you're gonna take care of me because you're gonna stand kind of on me a couple times.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you a chair and the butts always smell good, like to me, you have some type of like real nice spa or some shit. But that also means you're not getting proper chair use. Like,
Yeah, and how many graduations I gotta fucking go to, man? How many churches, how many volunteers? You know what I'm saying?
If you're a folding chair, you getting reps up, bro.
Yeah.
You getting folding.
Somebody standing on you changing the light bulbs.
And what friend are you inviting over that's going to allow me to sit? That's, I got to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got to hold the weight for this boy.
It's going to be annoying, nigga, to play musical chairs on you, though. Niggas is dropping you heavy, bro.
Or were you in the situation when they start fighting?
Someone
launch you across?
Yeah, somebody fucking WWE or shit, bro.
When you
talk
to me now, I better connect.
He said,
I better connect.
He said,
it's like a Ryan
dude.
He said, oh!
He said, oh!
The chair dude. Like, he's
like, what? Right as he's getting hit.
Yeah. He said, that shit hurt. I said, well, I mean, I'm trying to hurt him, not you.
He
said, you hit me with him, bro. So why you hit me? I said, I'm using you to hit him.
Hey, a chair in the cranium when I be watching wrestling, I'm like, that's loud. That echo, bro.
They had to stop doing that because niggas are getting concussions, bro.
Like bad?
It's getting bad, bro. Because you think about it, you're taking a chair clean.
A chair?
Yeah, bro. This was before TTE. Oh, niggas ain't know. So you got to think, they was doing that shit too in wrestling. They was taking niggas stares to the face. And then that's why niggas can't remember shit.
Because y'all had those kind of chairs. I feel like everybody, those are like the baseline chairs. You've, at church,
yeah, I used to have church those chairs. 100%, yeah.
Yeah, like, so like, I feel like, they're like, oh, we just gonna use these.
Same tables too.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Tables too, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, they like, if you watch, this is such an area, but like, if you watch some of the lesser, less popular brands, they still do it. But in WWE, the most popular one, they don't, because it's like a health hazard. And it was just like, honestly, like, you look back on it, it's like, they was just like hitting niggas over the head with that, and it's like kind of rough to watch, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you watching niggas, oh yeah, he got knocked out. Like, that nigga's not awake right now. Or that nigga's bleeding dumb heavy. But nah, I don't want to be a chair. What about like,
don't be a building. I ain't gonna say it.
No, I can't.
No. I ain't gonna say it. I had to do it. I had to say it. I had to.
Hey, I wouldn't want to be a shopping cart.
You can be like a homeless person.
Yeah, but you get abused. And then, like, as soon as you're done, you get thrown out. And again, like, you might end up just.
Hey,
you partner with some niggas.
That's something that people just don't. You ain't gonna do right is put the shopping cart correct the way.
Bro.
They get treated like terrible.
That's one thing that like is truly to me a character test.
A litmus test.
What do you do with the car?
It's called a litmus.
Litmus. You're 100% right. Yeah. Litmus test. Yeah. It's like, it's to me, it's like, if you take it out, as long as you put it back in the corral, you're cool.
Good.
But you monsters who just leave them in like parking spots.
Yes.
You're not a good person.
No,
I'm like, cool. I wipe my hands of you. So it's like, if this is an anime, as you live in, people just leaving you everywhere.
Leaving
bro.
You, bro.
The worst kind of people just tossing you in the fucking dirt.
And
bro.
Carts mm-hmm. just be
you might stay out of the cold for a few days,
everywhere, bro.
And I ain't gonna hold you. I'd rather be left in the parking spot than to get taken by a homeless man.
Oh, just left in the parking
lot. Right.
Yeah, you with your niggas though.
I'm weak.
Could you just yelling across the thing?
He said, "Hey, Clark, don't take me.
Clark.
It's the middle of the night.
You're sleeping in a stank."
And they come and they say, "What happened to Shaq? Why we down a cart?"
Nigga on four of got him, bro.
Hey, you see, you finally a cart, you making your way back to Giant Eagle, you all rested. You like, he said, "What happened to you?" He said, "That bum Eddie got me."
What's crazy though is like, you go see a cart you ain't seen it. You said, Tasha, this where you been at?
Where you been, bro?
They took me from TJ Maxx like 2 months ago.
Two months ago, bro.
I ain't seen you in years.
Out there, man.
You trying to get rested? You gotta get home,
especially
bro.
When it be misty and rainy. You know, you gotta go in the grocery store. I hate to be a shopping cart that day.
Wet,
or be the shopping cart with the The wheel's gonna put you down, bro.
Yeah, wheel over to take you out back, bro. That's what happened to Shaq. Wheel start squeaking, man.
Wheel start squeaking.
Start locking up inside.
And then they tried the WD-40, and then once he kept doing it, because you do that one little thing where he starts spinning.
Yeah, they give you one flick to let. If you got three wheels, they give you that for a little bit. They let you go on three with the one doing this. They give you that for a while. They give you that for a while.
But the one that jam up, you know, the one where like it jam up.
I said, once you jammed up,
I take that shit back at me.
I know, because that's like the old nigga. He's just shaking a little bit. He got Parkinson's. But like at a certain point, once you can't go straight, once you start forgetting how to roll,
take that back, bro.
Take you out back, bro. All in the young carts, bro. Also, I feel like it'd be annoying they put the kid shit on you. Mm-hmm. Like, you a regular car for a while, but then they put like the little double seat for the kids. He said, Chari, you got babies now. I said, damn right. I said, hey, what happened to Ryan? He said, got the kids now.
He got the kid cart now, bro.
The kid cart. I would, though. I do think it would be fun to be one of the little motorized scooters, though. I feel like that'd be fun. Because I feel like the motorized scooters get respected.
Do you think, this is a side note, was there do you think that when they were making and designing grocery stores that they never maybe thought of the idea that, hey, we should maybe put people in an aisle? Or like a cart thing that goes like almost like a mini roller coaster and allows you to go through each aisle to see what you need. Mm-hmm. And maybe it goes kind of at a tempo where it doesn't seem like it maximizes that you're only supposed to be in a grocery store for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get on this.
Yeah, see, that's your problem right there. They don't want you to be out to the grocery store. They want you to be in there. Part of your issue is that mm-hmm. it would make people leave quicker, which they don't want. They want you in there buying shit. And secondly, if they put that thing there, that means they're taking out food.
Yeah.
Which again is shit you not buying. So the reason why groceries are so shitty is because they're trying to put as much food in there as possible. Bro. Yeah.
They put all the stuff you need on the outside.
Bro. Yeah, because it don't make no sense that it goes to cash registers, little hallway, then food. No, there should be a line where all these people can line up so we're not all in front of the fucking cereal.
Mm-hmm.
But especially now with the self-checkout shit. But no, it's just to maximize space.
Yep.
Because it doesn't make any fucking sense why there's no type of corral or no type of like, or also they just shouldn't go back. Like cash registers should go like the opposite direction.
Perpendicular,
so you're not like cutting through people. But they're just trying to get as much in there as possible. Because when you're sitting there waiting in line, guess what you're doing? Looking at food.
Looking at food.
And shit.
He said, ooh, these look kind of good.
I ain't had a Snickers in a minute.
The line stopped. Yeah. And you're in that cookie section and you told yourself you was not getting none this week. Are cooked.
I know my mom has bought me and them zero candy bars because I was sitting there looking at them like, we ain't moving, but this shit right there. I'm like, mom, you might want to get your chocolate bar.
And that sober be hitting.
She'll be hitting.
Or you be like me, don't even ask. Just take it, eat it.
He said, be like me, don't ask. Just take it, eat it.
Criminal behavior or not? Eating food while grocery shopping, like getting some grapes and eating them while you're doing it.
I think it is.
Okay, we were talking about that in my job too. We're doing the criminal behavior thing, and the girl who brought up the zombie thing, she was talking about that. She was like, I think that's criminal. She's like, eating grapes while you're. I was like, you're right.
Even when people crazy. Who buy, will buy the beverage, who will grab the beverage and crack drink it.
If you open anything in the store before purchasing it, it's crazy. Not
it feels
going,
criminal.
I'm not going
it
for
so
it.
You ever done
it,
bro?
Have you ever done it?
No, I haven't been.
My mom's done it.
I'm not walking next to it.
I've eaten food off people who have done it, but I've never initiated it. Like, I've been in a grocery store, and like I said, my mom gets some grapes. I've had them, but like when she does it, I'm standing away from her.
Open chips.
Yeah, my dad.
Like,
open chips and a pop. Open chips and a pop.
I'm going to
pay for it.
Oh, that's
not the point.
It's not the rule.
I'm going to do whatever.
Only black people think I can go into a grocery store. A store. Open some shit and just start eating it. But because I'm me and they know I'm good for it, it should be fine.
I'm good for it. It's like, bro, I'm about to pay for it.
No other place can you do that. You can't go into fucking Best Buy, get on the phone, be like, I'm about to pay for it when I walk out, bro. Relax. Like, they don't do that there. Yeah. You know how stores work.
They're going to get more. I'm like,
it's just grapes. As if, like, it's food they don't give a fuck about. Like yeah, you know, it's all the
cost
food.
Money.
They selling all the food equally, bro.
I just want to be civil. That's it.
Yeah, bro. and niggas be confused why you're confused.
That's
what
I want to be civil.
It's just, it's rules.
They'd be like, what's wrong? I'm like... I'm just kind of. Can we get in the car?
Yeah. It's fine, but it's fine. I know that, but there's a reason why you have a cash register at the end, because you ain't pay for that, bro.
Yeah, bro.
And also, some of you niggas do forget, and y'all just stealing food, and I don't give a fuck. But I've seen how they deal with niggas who steal out of Kroger and Walmart, bro. And I'm not trying to be associated with you, bro.
Yeah,
because they'll tase a nigga, bro. If they think you stealing food out there, they'll get you up through, bro. And I can't have that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go for that.
You guys got anything else?
Mm-mm. Stop doing that.
No.
Stop doing that. If I didn't make that clear, like, stop.
Yeah. Don't do it.
If you're one of those people,
today,
stop now. I don't care if it's a cookie, a candy. Stop. Because I'm going to talk about you. If I see you doing it, I'm going to talk about you.
Yeah.
But what's the problem? This is the problem. This isn't a negotiable.
This isn't funny.
It's just a me quirky thing. No. You are being weird.
Being a weirdo.
You don't need chips that bad.
No.
You don't need. I saw a nigga do ice cream. You don't need ice cream that bad.
That's wild.
It was some of the most confident shit I ever seen. It was like a Klondike bar, so it wasn't like a tub of ice cream.
Still
tub
wild.
Of ice cream would have been the craziest shit I ever seen. Yeah. But a Klondike bar, I'm like, because you have to open a box to get to the Klondike bar. So I'm like, you open a box
what would
of
you
ice
do
cream
for a Klondike bar?
In a grocery store.
So I'm like, open that shit.
Nigga, like me, gonna eat it, put it back.
He get a new pack. See, that's it. See, I thought he would be the one to do that. This is what he seems like an opener.
His kid's gonna do it.
Yeah,
his kid's gonna do it.
He seems like an opener.
Hey, bro. Opening one, either one, and putting it back. Is hey, that's so you got
I'm,
one free.
I'm even the type of person, if like, say I grab something and I'll close. If I think I had it too long, I'll go put it back and go get a new one. If I
hey, like ice cream or something, all that shit melting.
No, sometimes so I'll do that.
Like, that's real.
So yeah. Say if I like got like, say if I for some reason I grab my deli meat
too early. I feel you.
I'm like, I'm still here. Fuck, man. Let me go put this back. Let me re-up. Get some new ones.
Somebody else take it. I'm going to get them hurting.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I used to do that, but with French fries, well, for my family. So like if our whole family got food, I would eat fries on everyone's but mine.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah,
I would
give
them.
Oh, yeah, I used to do that.
Give them okay. Yeah. We there.
I don't know if they knew that.
What if your budget's on the line and your kid like eats something and then he decides to put it back because it was nasty? Are you gonna say, "I'm like, oh, I'm cool"? Right,
bro, a lot of shit I say if I'm in a crisis, I don't give a fuck. It's about me.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck about.
If you decided, I'm like, I ain't want you to have them chips, but you think it's nasty, and you ate them, you already opened them up. Cool.
Yeah, no, put them back. I don't want to. I ain't trying to do it.
Mr. Kroger,
my daughter opened these chips. Can I pay you for them? No, I'm not doing that. No, fuck that.
They like me dropping a cart.
Hey.
And being what I say, put them back. But yeah. You get in trouble for opening them still. But
yeah. Nah, I'm not paying for them being one.
If you walked to me, you said that, brother.
Come on, man. You embarrassed me.
I'd like to speak to a manager, please.
Yeah.
I need to pay for these chips that my daughter didn't finish. No, I'm not doing that, bro. I'm mad that she opened them. But I'm not that mad. I'm not that. No.
Now I got whooping.
I said, now you get whooping. But like, Mr. Kroger don't have to know about that. That's between me and you.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you guys on the routine, man. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on IG at the BLTPLD. Fuck with the family over at RNC Radio Party Podcast and these. But remember, not listening. We'll always and forever be problematic as fuck.
Hey, I got a question we can do for next week.